for calling Doris and Jane with eSystems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I still love you. You should have received a card for a birthday card for Tirza. Since I don't have her address, I sent it there. I hope you'll get it to her. I have no idea if she comes or you can forward it, whatever. I did have a bit of an email conversation with your dad. Well, I had a large conversation. He had a small one. Because of the difficulty in communications, I did yet another video because I want my kids to see it, and I will highly recommend it. I'll give you the link in reference to presenting difficult questions, because again, the point of the video that I stated in there is if they can't handle me, someone who loves them, they will never be able to handle someone who hates them, and I'm afraid that's what they're being prepared for. So it's on its way. You know, I'm really concerned that your dad almost sort of somewhat came to the table, but it wasn't a rational conversation. You know, I present evidence, and he presents his feelings and the private judgments, but will not contend. And again, I will contend from Scripture that that's an act of love, and refusing to do so is an act of hate. But of course, you know, what you do is you circle the wagons and you avoid anybody bringing up, dare I say, facts. So I am going to continue to do that. As you are aware, the links are now shared. I'll put the direct link for the video from last night in this email, because it seems that I've reached a tipping point. We're well over 200 phone calls. It's almost a year that I've spoken to my kids. They're my kids. And you think I'm just going to say, oh, well, they don't want to talk to me, I'll let it go. They're my kids. They're in a cult. I am going to try to protect them as much as I can, because I want them to see the love of Christ. I want them to understand mercy, reconciliation, and what it is to truly love, especially love someone's wife. I love my wife. And I'm going to try to contend for her. I'm trying to reconcile with her. I'm trying to reconcile my family. I want my kids to know that. And if I can't get to them directly, I'm going to get to them indirectly. I'm going to tell the world. I hope you will listen. I love you.